Hey, this is John Lee Dumas of the award-winning podcast, Entrepreneurs on Fire, and you're listening to the Excelsior Journeys with George Soroy. Prepare to ignite.
So would you say that that's kind of like the lightning bolt moment for
you? And that's
why
I taught myself how to draw, was actually the Little Mermaid, drawing stills of Ariel.
I've got better things to do tonight than die.
Sylvester jumped out of his chair and said, who the F is this?
I remember walking out of the theater with him saying, I'm going to write Halloween.
I'm rather impressed with your research. Rarely do people ask me about Children in the Corn.
It doesn't have to be perfect. Just do it. You know, throw some spaghetti against a wall. See if it sticks.
This is George Soroy saying to all of you, ever upward.
Welcome back to episode 18 of season 2 of Excelsior Journeys Behind the Scenes, part of the National Podcast Post-Month Challenge. This is George Soroy, and thank you so much for being here. I hope that you have been enjoying all these podcasts coming from the National Podcast Post-Month Challenge. It is a blast to take part in this challenge every year. This is my sixth time doing it, I believe, and it's always so much fun. And especially when you figure out what it is that you're going to talk about for 30 episodes, getting to delve back into my own history and writing, I think that's a fun little project here. I wanted to take you back to the end of my second semester of my senior year. It was kind of depressing, really, because I had so much fun. I felt like I was finally kind of coming into my own. During that second semester, I was taking a really good advanced studies in theater class. I felt like I was learning a lot. I was participating. It was active. It was just a really good class. I was taking writing for television, and it turns out that I was good at it, announcing and voiceovers, and I really loved that. And then children and television, and that was a real experience. And then ballroom dance. I learned how to waltz. I learned how to rumba, the cha-cha, the foxtrot, the tango. Great stuff. And I even got to take part in a great final project with one of my classmates. We just rocked a cha-cha to the tune of Eurythmics' Sweet Dreams Are Made of This. It was great. The whole experience was a blast and so much fun. I had a lot of great people in that class with me. A terrific way to wrap up the second semester of my senior year. Thankfully, I wasn't saying goodbye completely because I still had a lot of friends that were all sophomores and juniors, and there were going to be, you know, juniors and seniors the next year. So I felt like I was still going to have some sort of a connection to that school. It was during that time when I was wondering, what am I going to do with myself? That was when I went back to an idea that came around in the beginning of 1995, when I was walking around Amsterdam Avenue. I just watched Wrestling Challenge, and I started asking myself, what if these larger-than-life characters and situations were part of our everyday life? What would that be like? What kind of setup would that be? I started thinking, well, it would definitely be a power struggle behind the scenes for the promotion itself, and there would be one character who goes out of his way to create a monster of a competitor and have him tear through the ranks and finally get the championship. But at the same time, he's being ordered to kill the champion. Before he can deliver that final blow, he looks out in the stands and sees his wife. That triggers a memory in him, and he starts to claw back from the end of a cliff, basically, and try to get his own humanity back. And then all of a sudden, he has to go and fight a whole other group of characters until he gets to the main bad guy, the one who turned him into this monster. So that was the basic idea. Originally, the title was Manhunter. I had seen the VHS box cover for the movie Manhunter, and this would wind up being the first of the Hannibal Lecter movies. This was the unofficial one. This is the one that Michael Mann in the 80s. And this is when he had William Peterson, I think, playing the role that Edward Norton would wind up playing in Red Dragon. And Brian Cox, the great Brian Cox, would wind up be the original actor to play Hannibal Lecter. It was quite the experience seeing that. But again, that's something that I wouldn't see for another several years. I was just kind of entranced with the box cover. The box cover was very B-movie exploitation. It was almost like a drawing of a woman in chains, and her clothes are all like in tatters and everything, and she's screaming, and you can see a hand right in front, right in the foreground with this big, you know, blade and everything ready to cut. That must have definitely hit my impressionable young mind, because when I was trying to think of a really good name for this character, the name Manhunter popped in there. So I was just like, yeah, I'll run with that. I had actually used that name Manhunter in a couple other stories that I would write during high school that just, they never really went anywhere, but they were fun to write. And there was one character that was named Manhunter who was like the main villain. So I just kind of took that name and slapped it on this other story. As time went on, I put that away and I started focusing on different things for school. At this point, I was ready to graduate. What was I going to do next? And I decided I wasn't going to explore it as a script or a book. It was going to be a video game. And that's what really started everything with it. It was basically set up in a Mortal Kombat style game where you, the main character, are turned into this monster of a man with no free will and is kept behind this black mask and has a collar around his neck. And that's what triggers all of the movements that he's going to do. And so he would be your avatar and fight his way up the ranks of the opposing faction led by the current champion. And at that time, I wasn't really sure what I was going to call the current champion, but then I remembered I had a bunch of characters just sitting around, not doing anything, and they were all in the Phoenix Rising trilogy. So I decided I was going to take all those guys and I was going to say, okay, it's time for you guys to get a whole new purpose, you know, just change into this, grab this and head out over to this studio instead. Sure enough, the main character, the main champion of this company would be Kyle Flight. He would be the main guy that you have to defeat in order to win the belt. You win the belt, and then it cuts to a video showing your character about to punch this guy to death. But that's when he looks out into the stands and he sees his wife, and that's what triggers the memories of who he was before he was turned into this monster. And then he turns on the man who made him this way. And now all of a sudden, he's got to go all the way back down the ranks, and he's got to fight everyone on the other side, all the way up to the new champion. Then it was just like, well, what am I going to call this new champion? And so since I took Kyle Flight from Phoenix Rising, why not take Vornikai too? And it just fit better anyway. So he became Vornikai. It wound up being this great experience getting to see this come to life at the same time. It wasn't like I was making pixels or anything. It was just a concept, a video game summary. I didn't even have any pictures. I just had something going, which I thought was fun. But little did I know, and that's what we're going to talk about in the next episode, that these guys, Kyle Flight, Manhunter, Vornikai, are going places. In fact, they would eventually get to Madison Square Garden. I'm really excited to go into the next part of the story in the next episode. I hope you've enjoyed all of these stories about my writing behind the scenes, and I am really excited to be sharing this last group of episodes as we wind up November. So until the next episode, this is George Soroy saying to all of you, ever upward.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Excelsior Journeys. I hope it was both inspiring and entertaining. Special thanks to Zach Comtois for providing new music for the intro and outro. Please take a moment to leave a rate and review on Apple Podcasts. And if you enjoy the show, please share it with your friends and subscribe to your platform of choice by going to hesgotit.com/podcasts. While there, you can also fill out the application to be a guest, inquire about sponsorship opportunities, and click on the Buy Me a Coffee link if you wish to give your support to the show. All interaction is very much appreciated. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for the show, please direct it to George@hesgotit.com.